I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Alex Bregman with Tom Caron over the weekend and wants to be back fighting for this team as soon as possible. So they lose another series, the Red Sox. This one in the division. And so I guess you would love to have Alex Bregman back, but is it worth it? not rushing him back, I don't think is worth it. Certainly.
Right. No. I don't think he makes a difference. You know what I mean?
Well, he's got to make a difference. I was surprised. We had a phone call on Friday and then over the weekend, surprised by how many people are upset with Bregman for not being back.
Well, to be fair, it was the same guy both times.
It's also a guy in the text line this morning, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I guarantee you, if he was able to, he would be playing. There are many things you can question a lot of people about, but Bregman's been in the major league since 2016. I don't think there's a single story of him dogging it or milking an injury. And he would be actually selfishly helping himself because he could come back and add to the potential ask when he opts out at the conclusion
right.
of the year.
That's the only thing he's playing for now. He's playing for to get back and to statistically put up good numbers so he can opt out at the end of the year and get a new contract. That's the only thing he is playing for, because when you look at the team, with him back, they're still not going to be very good. You know, he'll add a little bit to it, but it's like when we talked about with Devers. If Devers was still on this team, it wouldn't make a difference. They'd still be right exactly where they are.
Do you think he wants out of here, or do you think that he looks ahead and says, this is a spot I want to be, and, you know, they're...
It's a great question.
Well, isn't his wife doing some kind of program at a hospital in the city on top of him liking Alex Cora and then paying him $40 million a year? I mean... Like, I don't necessarily believe he wants to leave. He would leave for more money, but I don't think he necessarily wants to leave.
He's not bound here. If Boris is your agent, you're just a mercenary. You'll go anywhere.
Yeah, you go to the highest bidder.
Right. And also, who's to say Cora's here next year?
Right.
Which
was one of my other leads this morning, where it was, is his name now back on the table for being fired by the trade deadline? Are we talking about potentially the
Well, you just gave the guy a new deal last season, so
you gave Devers $300 million 2 years ago. So when you look at this team,
right.
you were able to offload Devers and don't have to pay him for Alex Cora. If you fire him, you have to still pay him to do nothing.
Right, but I guess in the world of baseball, what was his contract? $21 million.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that
three years, $7 million a year?
So what's that in the world of baseball? When you start to look and you ask the question, is the guys in that clubhouse, are they buying into the message that he is giving them, or is it time for them in the clubhouse to get a new voice? And this is just my opinion. If I was Craig Breslow, I would want to bring in my own guy.
Yeah, and the other thing with Cora, unlike Devers, is there's no luxury tax on what you pay your coaching staff. So if they ate that money, it doesn't impact their CBT or whatever.
But if you fire Alex Cora, Texter is pointing this out right now, then you can absolutely say goodbye to Bregman. Like, I mean, I would assume.
I think that they would be a package deal,
He opts out.
What if you sign Bregman in the next couple weeks to an extension, and then you're covered either way?
Right. Or if you fire Cora and you say, Bregman, here, we're going to give you the most money more money than you're going to get on the open market.
Right.
Because Bregman was a little bit disappointed in the contract that he got from the Red Sox, or where his contract was at, because he wanted a longer-term deal, and he only ended up getting a three-year deal. So I think he probably looks at it and goes, okay, if the Red Sox are willing to give me a six-year deal, I think he's, 31 or 32 years old?
I just don't understand why he would sign something longer after the first go around. He signed after a 1 year opt out. Like, the fact that it was so player friendly in the beginning made me believe that he did not want to be here for that long.
I don't think he counted on getting hurt. So I think that, that probably.
But I think he counted on Alex Cora being here for the entirety.
Yeah, but I think that changes their perspective on it.
Well, like, he wanted $200 million.
Right.
So that's why he probably signed the 1 year player option.
It actually makes sense for all parties to do something now. He's nervous. He's going to opt out. He wants to get more money guaranteed. The organization is sitting there looking like morons with Devers playing elsewhere before you even have Bregman in a rehab assignment. You say, let's come together, 4 year, 160, fully guaranteed, whatever, something like that. And then everybody's happy, and Cora or no Cora, Bregman's here.
Yeah, that's what you, because he wanted a, you know, $200 million deal, but wasn't able to get that. I forget what Houston initially offered him back when, you know, back when he was a available free agent.
Two trash cans.
So with Bregman, I think that...
Oh, that would be great if the Astros had trash can nachos inside the park.
They'd have to get Guy Fieri to sign off on that, right? Isn't that his trademark there?
Can we get a single baseball season in the summer? Is that too much to ask when you're charging the highest ticket prices in baseball? Right now in Boston sports, we start talking the draft in October, and we start planning the offseason before July. God, does it suck.
Not this year. You ain't getting no baseball in the summer.
It was Thursday of last week in which Craig Breslow said to us that he and they still believe in this team. And this team is, they believe it's a playoff team.
Yeah.
Okay, what else are they going to say? Honestly.
So, I mean, is he going to say that same thing when he joins us this week? Are they going to say that same thing?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to throw in the towel.
Right, you just plug in Breslow and he just regurgitates. He's not a human being.
Yeah, I think in order for them
How can you believe in this team at this point? You can't even win a series.
Yeah, but they can't tell you that. They can't tell you they're giving up.
Right. You would absolutely destroy any coach or GM that basically said, oh, yeah, we're giving up. Like, if anybody came out and said that, you would destroy them. So
even the Rockies manager at one point said, don't let us get hot.
He has a point.
And the thing about where they are right now is, and I don't believe that they feel like they believe that they can do it, but they're still close enough where if they hit another little, you know, streak that they hit, you know, a few weeks ago, they'll be right back in the mix of a wild card spot. So they're not, until they get like 8 or 9.
When it comes to starting pitching, they have one.
Right.
I mean, Giolito has looked pretty good his last couple starts.
Bales looked good. Mm. When you look at Bales' stats, go back and look at his stats. He's given you like 6 innings, and he's looked good when he's been able to take them out. They're in a position, and this is the crappy thing about it is that the rest of the AL is not very good. So all you need to do is go
so
on.
So how bad are you that you're in this position in that American League? If the rest of the league sucks, then why are you this bad?
And Curtis, I agree with you, but the problem is if they win 2 or 3 series in a row, now they're right back in as the third wild card spot.
They just can't hit. If they get hot with the bats at all, they're going to catch right back up to the wild card race.
But like, honestly, right now, it actually makes more sense to sell. Like, you're not having it. You already got rid of Devers. Chapman could get you back a haul. Like, I'm serious. I really do think that.
I mean, it sounds like if they are going to, it's going to be Jaren Duran who goes. Don't you think?
Oh, I can't lose him.
Yeah. That would be.
Maybe they should have a Duran play at MGM.
That'd be what?
I mean, why would you get rid of yet another guy who's producing for
you? Because that's who you're going to get the
he's
value
not necessarily
for.
Yeah, he's not producing, though, this year. It's like, you know, he's going to get you a lot back.
And he can't run the bases.
Yeah, I mean, it was that 13-game stretch where they swept the Yankees. They took 2 or 3 from them. They took 2 or 3 from Tampa Bay. Like, that stretch, if they have another one, and it don't even have to be 13 games of a stretch. If they have another, you know, 6-7 game stretch where they can go, I don't know, let's call it 5-2, it puts them right back in the mix of the wild card, and they probably feel like – Well, as long as we stay within striking distance, and like Shime said, the bats get hot, hey, we're in the mix.
And Bradfoe keeps like trying to drive home the point of like the Mariners.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Was it last year or 2 years ago, traded for Carlos Santana right around the same point the Red Sox are at, where they're just below 500, and then they ripped off a ton of wins in the second half of the season, and like the same thing could happen for the Red Sox.
And I came to this understanding with Ken on Saturday, and we all were trying to figure out how could you possibly trade Devers the night that the season felt like it was back on Father's Day, where you sweep the Yankees, you're on a roll, Fenway's, you know, lit. Everybody's having a great, beautiful afternoon. And it was just, that was the moment that the Giants owners acquiesced and agreed to take on the full deal. The part of the season is not relevant to John Henry, Sam Kennedy, the whole Red Sox brass. Like, it's just, we need, whatever happened in Kansas City was a point of no return. John Henry said, I am not paying him to play for anyone else. You are finding a taker. He's gone. He is insubordinate. He's all these things.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
So that's why it just happened. There wasn't some plan to force him into a cab or like, why would they get him off the plane? That happened because the Giants said, okay, we'll take him.
But I think it's best we go our separate ways.
That's what they said.
But wait till you see how electric it is over there tomorrow night, because it is Christmas in July with the Hallmark stars.
Did you see that? Like, is there anybody there?
It's Christmas in July with all of the Hallmark Christmas movie stars.
Wouldn't you do that on July 25th? Just a question.
In the middle of the absolute debacle, this was on Friday, 1:09, email in my inbox. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Fenway. Meanwhile, they are a dumpster fire. They are literally burning up. Well, they Red need Sox ticket office. Christmas in July, Fenway Park. With the stars of your favorite Hallmark movies.
Is, Andrew? Is Lacey Chabert going to be there? Is that her name?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Gretchen Wieners.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
probably
a different one.
That would be a big one. That would be a big get.
How is it possible that she is in every Christmas film on the Hallmark Channel?
That's become her thing.
Like, well, her father's the inventor of the toaster strudel.
Every movie.
Yeah. She crushes.
But I get she crushes, but it kills the plot. It's the same. She's in every single one.
Yeah, you got to kind of.
Well, that's what those channels
just forget about the last one you watched.
How many times can one person move to a new town and find love just in time for Christmas?
Or fall in love with a snowman?
I mean, how many times?
Well, that was Shime golfing with Greg.
Yeah. Well, Curtis, Hallmark night's going to be great, but it's really the warm up to Bravo night, which is August 1st at Fenway.
I have to say, though, what's more predictable, the Hallmark movies or the Red Sox season burning up before July? Every single year.
All right. We're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20, and this is Eddie in the car. Hey, what's up, Eddie?
Hey, guys. How are you? You know, a couple of weeks ago, you guys talked about having more confidence in Alex Cora. I forget who it was. Maybe it was Curtis. Then you're doing the guy running the team. But, you know, Alex Cora, other than when he was cheating, what has he done? There's no reason for this guy to be the face of the Red Sox and the coach of the Red Sox, manager of the Red Sox, moving forward. He's not done anything here. Well,
2021 Red Sox, on. Eddie, was a pretty good year for Alex Cora. But other than that, you're right.
That was a long time ago.
Right.
And that's the thing about, and we always have this conversation, is any other manager or head coach that has been doing what Cora has been doing for these past, what has it been, 3 or 4 years, would have been fired. So, but it's the relationship that he has with John Henry and Sam Kennedy that allows him to still be holding on by a thread. But Breslow's got to be at a point where, just like with Breslow in the front office, people that didn't buy in must be thinking like, all right, we might need a new manager, and maybe he's fighting with ownership because they're like, well, Cora's our guy. Mm. And Brezel's like, but he's not able to do anything.
But if both were a free agent tomorrow, who gets a job first in their current position, Cora or Breslow?
Cora.
I don't know. I mean, we say it's that about Cora. You say that about Cora.
Breslow was the 11th choice here.
I don't dispute that. But what has Cora done that over these past 3-4 years?
Well, he got Curtis brought up. He got you to the ALCS in 21.
All right.
Yeah, but that was before I was even on this show.
Right.
That's how long ago it was.
Right. So what, you know, and Breslow, maybe some, you know, ownership group might look and go, okay, we like what he's done. You know, look who he's able to sign. This guy, extend that guy. Look what he's done with the, who the hell knows? But I guess I feel like it's one of those things when you start to look at Cora as a manager, he hasn't done anything in 3 years. And I believe he probably would get hired before Breslow, but I don't like, what was it last year when there was some of you guys in it talking about, like, he's the best manager in baseball?
Yeah, true.
Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of people who felt that way. All right, we'll be right back.